Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 7th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Bridget taps outsource financial to reach more brokers with bridging finance solutions. Australia-based non-bank lender Bridget has partnered with mortgage aggregator Outsource Financial to expand its network brokers. The BayPay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, BayPay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Denario partners with Klarna Cosma to expand beyond Europe. Financial technology platform for banks Klarna Cosma has partnered with Denario to help the Berlin-based fintech expand its connectivity beyond Europe. Invex introduces Now, its neobank. Invex Banco has introduced Now, a Mexico-based digital neobank which shapes a proposal that is born from the lifestyle of its users. Mondu announces the launch of Monduzel. Germany-based B2B payments company Mondu has announced the launch of Monduzel, a new service for business-to-business merchants and companies. Neonomics expands checkout solution in Finland. Norway-based open banking provider Neonomics has announced it has expanded the launch of its open banking-powered checkout solution to Finland. Cash-Free Payments launches automated escrow management solution. India-based payments and API banking solutions company Cash-Free Payments has launched co-lend a fully automated escrow management solution for co-leading. Seeberger partners Celent for ISO 20022 readiness survey. Integration software and services company Seeberger has partnered research and advisory firm Celent to conduct a global survey on the ISO 20022 readiness of banks and corporates. BNPL on the rise in New Zealand with market to reach $2 BLN. Data and analytics company Global Data has recently released a new report focusing on the BNPL market in New Zealand, which is estimated to reach approximately $2 billion by 2026. Tempo France, Nairagram to launch remittances to Africa. Global money transfer system Tempo France and US-based financial service company Nairagram have partnered to launch remittances from the EU to 20 countries in Africa. Worldline implements updated ATM fleet for Group Les Mousquetaires. Payment service provider Worldline has implemented an updated ATM fleet rollout for France-based retailer Group Les Mousquetaires, GLM. India halts PayU's LazyPay and Kisht apps in new crackdown. India's IT ministry has blocked the apps of fintech Kisht and PayU. LazyPay in a crackdown aimed to curb the misuse of consumer data. Zilch partners step change to tackle spikes in living costs. UK-based payments technology company Zilch has announced a partnership with debt advice charity Step Change to help customers access financial help quicker during the current cost of living crisis. iProof releases report on biometric attack trends. Biometric authentication and identity verification provider iProof has released a report that provides analysis and insights into attack trends facing biometric systems. QOOBISS receives ADR approval for its eKYC solution. Romania-based startup QOOBISS has been accredited by the Romanian Authority for Digitalization, ADR, for remote identity verification services using video means. Oni taps Shufti Pro to prevent fraud in Italy's used vehicles market. Italy-based Oni, who facilitates transactions in the used vehicles market, has allied with Shufti Pro to augment its IDV process while meeting KYC and AML regulations. Revolut launches crypto staking in the UK and EEA. UK-based digital banking app Revolut has introduced crypto staking for its customers in the UK and European Economic Area. Indian banks test the digital rupee for in-store payments. India-based banks Assisi, IDFC First and Kotak Mahindra have begun testing in-store payments using the retail version of the digital rupee. Silvergate Bank under investigation by the U.S. DOJ. The U.S. Department of Justice has reportedly started an investigation into U.S.-based crypto-friendly Silvergate Bank due to its connection to FTX. Ramp scores FCA approval for off-ramp crypto product. Crypto infrastructure startup Ramp has rolled out its platform for transferring digital assets back into fiat currency, after receiving regulatory approval. UK kicks off consultation on digital pound. The UK government is speeding up its consultation on the introduction of a digital pound in the face of looming threats to monetary sovereignty from privately backed big tech alternatives. BNPL firm Zilch forms partnership with debt advice charity StepChange. London-based BNPL unicorn Zilch has formed a partnership with StepChange, integrating the debt advice charity's tools into its platform. Afterpay reduces fraud risk with Cloudera. Cloudera, the hybrid data company, today announced that Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, leader, Afterpay, is using the Cloudera Data Platform, CDP, to run streaming analytics and advanced machine learning for real-time fraud detection. Neonomics takes open banking checkout to Finland. Leading open banking provider, Neonomics, has expanded the launch of their new open banking-powered checkout solution to Finland. Singapore's Holy Wali opens first EU office in Portugal. Holy Wali, headquartered in Singapore and the world's first B2B2C wallet as a service platform, has opened an office in Portugal, its first base in the European Union. Optiver-led consortium buys Traxys. Traxys, a leading global physical trader and merchant in metals and natural resources, today announced a change of ownership. Traxys Management, together with Optiver, a global market maker, Colift, an investment firm, and an investor group active in mining and natural resources led by Regent Mercantile Holdings Limited and LOM Financial Group, will acquire all of the interests in Traxys held by funds managed by global investment firm Carlyle, Nasdaq, CG, and affiliates of Lewis M. Bacon, the founder of More Capital Management, LP. Medico expands senior leadership team. Medico, the market-leading provider of mission-critical digital asset custody and orchestration technology to global financial and non-financial institutions, has appointed a number of key new executives to its leadership team to address the increased demand for institutional digital asset services, while expanding its addressable market within and beyond the banking industry. How modernizing IT can help banks compete with fintechs. The banking and finance sector is undergoing a significant transformation as digital technologies and new business models dramatically. BBVA launches Pivot payment system in Central America. Spain-based bank BBVA has partnered with BAC Credimatic to enter the Central American market and offer transnational transaction services. Experian announces partnership with Zopa Bank. U.S.-based multinational data analytics and consumer credit reporting company Experian has partnered with Zopa Bank to provide customers with improved credit options. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.